Natural gas is cheaper than the gasoline or diesel that goes into most vehicles. It burns cleaner, too. Those are two reasons trucking fleet operators in the Northwest are showing growing interest in filling up with natural gas instead of diesel. The problem is that there are very few filling stations for natural gas. Now, several big utilities in this region are asking to get into this line of business. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports the proposed expansion comes with some controversy.
Delivery truck driver Corey Scheller has one last stop before he can call it a day. He has to refill the gas tank of the beer truck he drives for Kent, Washington-based Click Wholesale Distributing. But there are just a few places he can go. That's because this otherwise normal-looking Ford box truck has been converted to run on compressed natural gas, or CNG.
One thing I noticed right away was the price on the pump.
Oh yeah, it's good.
As in the equivalent of $2.14 per gallon good. Scheller says he's glad he no longer spews diesel exhaust on his rounds delivering beer, wine, and spirits.
I feel like I'm helping, in some way, at least the person, behind me driving.
Scheller's bosses say cleaner air and the lower fuel price are key reasons they aspire to convert the company's entire fleet. Engine maintenance cost savings are another plus. By early next year, Click Wholesale CEO Jim Florio hopes to have 7 of his 20 trucks fueled by natural gas.
Along the way, we've been told that, well, you're going to be the guinea pigs for this. And we felt that way a little bit. But right down to our drivers have come back and said, I really feel good about driving this truck.
Florio says the lack of refueling stations is a hurdle for wider adoption. Washington has 7 public CNG stations, all in the central Puget Sound region. Oregon has just 3 public filling stations, Idaho 2.
We're all very limited, especially if a station goes down in a core area and somebody's running low on fuel. You may not have enough fuel in the tank to get from where you're at to another station that's available.
Florio says there needs to be a stronger refueling infrastructure to get to the next level. Enter the Northwest's biggest gas utilities.
So as we saw our customer interest grow, we said this is sort of a natural place for us to provide a service that would help our customers.
Ben Farrow is Puget Sound Energy's manager of natural gas and electric development. He sees a potential market of thousands of vehicles, which could plausibly be converted to natural gas just in western Washington. PSE and the Portland-based utility Northwest Natural have approached their respective regulators for permission to sell on-site fueling stations to fleet operators. Spokane-based Avista Utilities says it's interested in this too and may follow. But wait, third-party installers of natural gas fueling stations cry unfair competition. Warren Mitchell is chairman of a nationwide station builder and operator called Clean Energy Fuels.
We feel to have utilities enter into the natural gas refueling infrastructure market creates an anti-competitive situation because of the advantages regulated utilities have as a result of their monopoly status.
Advantages like captive customers, cheaper access to capital, and the ability to cherry-pick customers based on inside knowledge of usage. In regulatory filings, Northwest Natural and Puget Sound Energy say they plan to run their vehicle fueling programs as discrete, self-sustaining operations to ensure fairness. State regulators in Oregon will decide later this month whether to allow that, and a decision in Washington State is expected next year. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.